cases. But there's also the cost of the biosecurity that Dr. Pitesky was talking about. Just this, these practices have to go into place, and those are additional costs. There's additional costs for the monitoring and surveillance, for the cleaning and disinfections. There's additional costs for the testing, and that's going to be to the producer, to the integrator, to government officials, to the testing labs. There's also time and effort involved in all of these different situations. And then also us as a consumer, where we're having to process our risk perceptions of those types of foods. And so the costs aren't just the direct ones that we can see. And so when we start thinking about how those affect the entire supply chain, they are all up and down the supply chain, and they're multiplicative along the line.
H5 influenza isn't going away. We're going to have changes in how we raise animals and how we do things because this virus will become endemic and it will continue to be a scourge. My big thing is I think that disease control should be separated from trade because I think they're separate issues and we shouldn't be able to choose trade over disease control or the health of humans and animals.
Farmers need help. We're dealing with something unprecedented, and that there are no short-term solutions. We need to think medium to long-term at this point. And I think ultimately we really need to think strategically for the first time about where we have our animal agricultural facilities relative to habitat for wildlife.
Prices are going to be impacted because of birds being taken out of the system. We're going to see those ebbs and flows as commodity prices go up and down related to supply. But that the supply you are consuming should be safe and healthy to consume, that eggs in the marketplace aren't coming from diseased animals, that if you cook your meat to safe levels, I think all the reports show that it's going to kill the virus. And so that our food supply is still healthy. Our prices might be high, but they should come down when supplies come back on. And that everybody's working as hard as they can to try to mitigate this disease as well as they can and as quick as they can.
You've been listening to experts speak about the outbreak of bird flu in the U.S., where things might be going, and what people need to know. H5N1 isn't going away. Farmers need help because short-term solutions aren't cutting it, and prices are going to continue to be impacted because of birds getting this disease. For KBOO, I'm Althea Billings.
You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, listener-supported community radio.
Good morning, I'm John Risley. I'm one of the hosts here on the KBOO Morning Folk Strip. Many listeners might know that Diane Carl, the host of Early Morning Gumbo on Tuesday for many years, sadly passed away in December. Thus, KBOO is currently seeking new folk music programmers to fill in on Tuesday mornings. Prior radio experience is not required. KBOO can provide all necessary training. However, a knowledge and appreciation of folk music would be essential. You would need to host at least one show per month. Shows can be broadcast live at the station or pre-recorded at home. To learn more about this opportunity, please go to the KBOO website, kboo.fm/volunteer. Once again, that's kboo.fm/volunteer. Women and persons of color are encouraged to apply. Thank you.
You are a sick son of my land.
When the farmer comes to town with his wagon broken down, the farmer is...
Tune in to The Dirtbag every second Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m.
Learn to grow your tasty fruits and vegetables in your home garden.
There is a monthly garden stumper, calendar of gardening events. You can even call in with your gardening questions.
That's The Dirtbag every second Wednesday, 11 to 12 a.m. That's on
K-B-O-O Portland. Portland.
Listen, laugh, learn.
The farmer is the man that feeds them all.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, The following program is a rebroadcast. For all of KBOO's archived audio, please visit our website at kboo.fm.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, comedy, Super Indian, and much more. As always, we're hoping that you're staying safe out there as we enter in this new year. Stay safe, wash your hands, and enjoy.
Look at the big one across the sea. I'm sure that you'll agree. There's mean things happening in this world. I ain't got a crying time. I'm not worried all the time. There's mean things happening in this world. There's mean things happening in this world.
Sweet. things happening. Na na na, there's mean things happening. Na na na, there's mean things happening. Na 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 na, there's mean things happening. Na 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 na, there's mean things happening.
The treaty story, of course, begins before there was a United States, because it was nation to nation amongst the native nations and the European nations.
The story is told with lies, lies, lies. The treaty says.
Since the founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
All was lost. The treaty signed. I had to leave my life behind. I live among you, well disguised. I had a name, but never mind.
Broke over 500 trees.
They were unilateral agreements between two sovereigns, meaning that it was indigenous people here and the U.S. government, and it was equal. We still retain that. The other way that it's supported and retained, even though the U.S. government refuses sometimes to recognize that, and maybe these younger people that are listening to this can change this, because this is about healing. It's about forgiving. Do you know what the sixth article of the U.S. Constitution is? That treaties are the supreme law of the land. It actually says that in the U.S. Constitution. Treaties are the supreme law of the land.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth. The truth that died. The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth. The truth that died. You serve them well. I'm not surprised. You're of their kin. You're of their kind. You serve them well. I'm not surprised. I had a name.
Out, but the problem with treaties begins not on the native side, but like many problems, begins on the western side.
The U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes.
Most of the non-native people think of Indian treaties as Indian treaties. They don't think of them as their treaties. And these are everyone's treaties. These are the United States and the Native Nations. And we all have rights and we all have responsibilities. The United States gained a territory over which to govern through treaties. If you don't know treaty, and I'm not talking about treaty law, but if you don't know treaties, you just don't know American history.
But never mind. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Why is it important that the American people understand this? I mean, most people study a little bit about Native American history and maybe in school, but then it for many, I think it disappears from our daily news diet. So why was this important, and specifically the treaty? Why look at the treaties?
We felt the United States, we felt the people needed a civics lesson and a reminder that the Constitution doesn't just refer to the federal government and the state governments, it also refers to the Indian tribes.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth that died. The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth that died.
This is about healing. This is about healing. Healing.
The war was lost. The treaty signed.
founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
But never mind.
The tallest trees, I believe I'm looking at my living ancestors allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yabakota. And Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on. And we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? I'm like a hippie with a fade. Get lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like a hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I wanna take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dancing to some magic sound. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid. Dig, eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I wanna burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. Can make juice and cherry blossom green tea, and while I'm playing chords you can sing to me deep into the night as the coquis sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs, and while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. Thank you so much for everything. Sleep well. Let's go on a walk in the morning.
history of the Indian and the history of the American have now come full circle and were intertwined. Dictatorial policies of those that control the monetary system of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to history. Prayers up to the one called the Great Mystery. I wrote this in the rainstorm till the thunder came for all my people to stay strong in the Hunger Games and use my sensories to open irises with 2020 vision. Coronavirus, this is the world we living in, but we ain't giving in. Gotta break free from society's conditioning. Some of us panic and some of us stay cool. Some promote truth, yo, or some promote fake news. We gotta stay tuned to the bad schemes. They got a patent on the virus and the vaccines, yo, it's like a bad dream. I hope you kids get this. All of your sicknesses are big business. Call it conspiracy or call it common sense. Whether you believe in prophecy or you on the fence, behold a pair of horse, now you vaccinated. You can trust the government, yeah, just ask the native. Has God forsaken our souls? My occupation is stopping hating this population control. Yo, I do my part with my art until I fade away. The revolution starts in your heart and today's the day. I think it's safe to say we living in revelations. The United States of America's a reservation. I pray to the four directions and I start in the east. We in the era of the mark of the beast. Radio frequency ID chips, yeah, yo, I see the bright eclipse. Radio frequency ID chips, I see the bright eclipse, yeah, come on.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Moccasin Minute. Boss Lady Lena Marie sits in her huge office overlooking the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall.
I'd better turn on the radio. My new spot is on at the top of the hour.
Yellowhammer. Good one. I'm Chester Logan on KOAKAM, the voice of the Leaning Oak Reservation. We have a brand new segment for you.
Oh, goody.
Which gaming boss used tribal funds to travel to Beverly Hills for some reservation dermabrasion and a tribal tummy tuck?
Whoa.
None other than Lena Marie.
What?
I'm Vivian Hardy with your Moccasin Minute. And now the weather.
Vivian! That new age wannabe! Hubert! Get in here!
It's time for Super Indian! Hubert Logan's secret identity is known only to a trusted few.
Hubert! What idiot hired Vivian Hardy?
My Uncle Chester.
Oh, I'm gonna whoop him!
Dang, yeah, I better warn him.
Hubert gathers his sidekick Mega Bear and Dioji as Chester Logan continues his broadcast.
The Moccasin Minute is a hit! Just listen to those phones! Here's one more from Yellowhammer.
Oh, Chester, it's Lena Marie. Don't let that downer in here.
Ah, Vivian, stop being paranoid.
Oh, that heifer shut down my New Age bookstore.
That's because you sold sacred items and weird rocks. Answer one of those phone lines, please, Vivian.
This is Vivian Hardy.
Hello, Vivian.
Wampa, my wicked overlord. The mystic crystals of Malibu you enchanted will take down the man.
Oh, Vivian, when I get through with you!
Well, if it isn't loudmouth Elena. These crystals reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. Tell me.
Hubert Logan has a secret identity.
Vivian, what are you doing?
Chester, what are your secrets? Tell me.
I have a library book that's 5 years overdue.
Unbeknownst to Vivian, Super Indian Mega Bear and Dioji hide behind the studio door.
Hubert, you were right. There is something funny going on here.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble.
Holy new age fraud.
Mega Bear, the mystic crystals of Malibu.
Oh, wow. They sparkle like the Fortress of Solitude.
DOG, Mega Bear, we have to stop Vivian.
Yep.
Miss Hardy, release those crystals and we
release... We're live on KOAKAM radio. Super Indian. Do you have a secret?
Shades of a shady shaman. Mega Bear, turn off the radio microphone.
Got it, Super Dude.
Give me those crystals, oh, Miss Hardy!
No!
These rocks are no match for my super strength!
Crushed with these bare hands! All my power gone, except for this.
Not since the summer of love has there been such a light show.
A talking res dog we reach, brother.
Whoa, Dioji sounds like that guy on Frasier.
You can hear me, Mega Bear? Vivian's shamanic humming has temporarily transformed my ordinary yips into audible speech that others besides Super Indian can comprehend.
Suddenly, the disembodied head of Wampum Bags appears above the broken crystals.
Never send a hippie to do an evil villain's job.
Wampum Bags, I should have known. Mega Bear and I will take everyone to safety. Dioji, finish the broadcast.
With pleasure. You are tuned to 50,000 watts of reservation power on KOAKAM. Remember this hit from the Intergalactic Toaster Experience?
Super Indian and Mega Bear help Chester, Lena, Vivian exit the radio station, where they are greeted by an excited crowd and the tribal police.
Hey, look, it's Super Indian.
Hey, who's doing the broadcast? They have a really good radio voice.
That's an old demo tape I found. Somebody named D.O.G.
Doesn't that spell dog?
Join us next time for another episode of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That mean I thrive in the wintertime. Yeah, I'm what they call a savage kid. My family tree is bigger than the Old and New Testament. I put a fist up. That's where they're calling Kaepernick. Somebody gotta stand for it.
Yo, tell them who you want.
So beware, we black snake killers. Black fish, I've been a killer. We're the ones you can't get rid of. Sound familiar? Yeah, long hair, that Ric Flair. Nature boy from the village. You eat for really, really. You see, I don't rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Nah, I stand and rock.
Stand and rock.
Yeah. Think there's something in the water. Here's some food for thought. Is it really a felony for wanting my water clean? Expect it's not the rage against the machine. Ain't moving like Rosa P. Nope. You know why? Cause this dream catcher ain't catching your pipe dream.
Word.
Look what happened to Flynn. No disrespect, but the same thing happens to village kids that sip water from the tap and are dying to live from the cancer it gives. Where's the state of emergency for them?
I don't know.
Act like you know the story.
Know the story.
Broken treaties, unholy matrimony.
Matrimony.
One nation, under the creator, homie. Yeah. All my relations, many with Choney.
Warriors, come out and play.
Officers,
we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive. I'll stand
Look.
For this.
They be greasing their hands. Putting on our people while they're stacking their bands. While they say we all equal, they don't look at us as people. All they see is our land.
Money?
Believe in the cedar,
yeah.
We can leave it to Beaver.
Yeah.
True, don't fuck with them, man. We need a real leader. Middle fingers to the colorblind. No disrespect, but if you don't see color, you don't see me neither. Step in line, man. Invited Uncle Sam. Copper shields held high. We'll be fine, fam. Yeah, we ready for war. Don't cross the line in the sand. You'll be lying in the sand. Boy, I die for my land. Real talk. Look. Stand with the warriors.
Yeah.
This land is who we are. We can't let you destroy us. Until the people said, yo, bruh, they can employ us. Look, man,
It's not like I haven't noticed.
Hey, Quentin, I work for Tender Morgan, your apprenticeship of heavy-duty mechanic. If we are looking, if you're interested, give me a call back as soon as possible. Thank you, bye.
To replay this message, press 1. To go to the pre-message deleted, you have no more messages.
Tiny house, what up? Water is life, please fill me a cup so I can spill it on your face and wake your damn ass up. Enough is enough, wake up. Yo, fuck Kinder Morgan, here's a Kinder surprise. Indigenous resistance, man, we got 9 lives. We put a life on the line, not a lifeline. I'll be damned if I see another broken pipeline.
Warriors, come out and play. Officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for thee.
If the unceded land is your home, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you like your water clean, yet alone, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. You know we're ready for war, we in a zone. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you die for your land, let me know. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist.
I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting and splitting the politic and on the REZ decisions of living in poverty. You're hard to see my sovereignty. It causing me to follow G.O.D. philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You pay, you lay it down and spray the times with lyrical spiritual flow. Just to let you know it's on my chest, but you don't hear me. No, we keep on rocking and shocking. Cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Feel you open, we keep knocking work.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, 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 hey.
The children laugh, the old ones laugh. The newborn cry, the elders weep. The knowledge of infants and elders, separated only by years. Adulthood lost to growing up fear, the only security being insecurity, changing crying to weeping. The wisdom of infants and elders, crying and laughing, weeping and laughing. Songs in the beginning, sung in the end. Endure, the people cry out. Tears of anger, tears of sorrow, flowing, giving birth to resistance. Young ones to remember. Struggle, for the people cry out. Tears of happiness, tears of joy. Washing the pain, cleaning the spirit, giving strength. The generations remembering the past to rebuild the future. For weeping is another way of laughing and resisting. And outlasting the enemy. Living in reality, calling us Red Indians, we have been the colors on a chameleon's back, changing with time, altering the larger pattern, surviving genocide because we have to. Living in reality, we are targets of your unfairness. With warriors for targets, you create your own destruction. This is how we bring you down. Target by target. You wound yourself. Using your greed, we watch your spirit fade. Living in reality, we can endure your cages, your bullets, your lies, your confusion. We know you have destroyed your peace. Living in reality, you only exist. Diablo Canyon. Today I challenge the nukes. The soldiers of the state placed me in captivity, or so they thought. They bound my wrist in their plastic handcuffs, surrounding me with their plastic minds and faces. They ridiculed me, but I could see through to the ridicule they brought on themselves. They told me, squat over there by the trash. They left a soldier to guard me. I was the Viet Cong. I was Crazy Horse. Little did they understand. Squatting down in the earth, they placed me with my power. My power to laugh. Laugh at their righteous wrong. Their sneers and their taunts gave me clarity to see their powerlessness. It was in the way they dressed and in the way they acted. They viewed me as an enemy, a threat to their rationalizations. I felt pity for them, knowing they will never be free. I was their captain, but my heart was racing through the generations, the memories of eternity. I was beyond their reach. I would be brought to the internment camp to share my time with allies. The last time I saw them, they were standing in their 12-hour shifts, addicted to their chain of command, waiting to be told what to do, forgetting about me, thinking I was just another protester they were finished with. Never understanding, I am not finished with them, for I am the resistance, and as always, I will return. It took the times we didn't care about living to learn survivors survive whether they want or not. It took the pain, the grief, and the dying to remember what gets forgotten in the living. It took the lessons of a thousand generations to get through the time of yesterday. It took the joyful songs of laughter to last beyond today into tomorrow. It took the fragrance of a woman's touch to realize brothers and sisters are never alone. It took the joining of earth and sky to create, centering the universe. For Ronald America, this time I almost wanted to believe you when you said it would be all right. You wanted to end the suffering, and the deliberateness of the wrongs were only in my imagination. This time I almost wanted to believe you when you implied the times of sorrow were buried in the past. Never would we have to worry about shadows and memories clinging and draining the strength from our souls. This time I almost wanted to believe you when you spoke of peace and love and caring and duty and God and destiny. But somehow the death in your eyes and your bombs and your taxes and your greed and your facelift told me, this time I cannot afford to believe you. Industrial slave, industrial slave, capitalist, and communist imperialist, smiling with false faces, beckoning us with their lies about progress, wanting us to enjoy the rape of Earth and our minds. Industrial slave, fork-tongued legalistic contract chains, turning our visions to technologic nightmares. National security war makers desecrating the natural world, and God still trying to get over what you've done to his boy. Industrial slave, material bound, law and order, religious salvation, individually alone, industrial slave. Without earth, there is no heaven. Streets of gold, angels' wings, eternal life, corporate Reich nuclear regimes maximizing profit, eating identities, plundering natural allies as though Earth is dead, allowing religious right collection plate tributes to church and state, with Christ still hanging from a cross, echoing industrial war cries, warring against body and soul, attacking spirit, lying to enslave with an illusion about freedom. Without Earth, there is no heaven. Earth and sky, universal power, life energy's creative flow, in which we are a pattern to keep balance, harmony, a gift, an appreciation to enjoy. Honor life. Without earth, there is no heaven.
Yeah. frequency, had to hone it immensely. Had to grow from my infancy, get to know entity. For centuries and centuries, our identities are venture to our givers of a blessed penalty. The epitome of genocidal history. So our symmetry is built to be through again, no self-esteem. But we know it's up to be spirit beings to the surface of melt the middle and double take your dreams. Simple yarn of a gift that'll give us strength every scene. We can hype the whole scene like a microphone theme. We just blowing red rage against the machine. Controlling the angst that's trapped in between the spirit world and the laptop screen as we rap on the track. Wild rope, pet pies, put your racks in the back with the mob hats off to the team. We are not only apathetic, we are fully energetic, wholly interconnected, kinetic. We set up prophetic like a cestus set up for poetic with all genetics. Your brothers and sisters, let's get it. A better world for me, youth, elders, animals, wider than land is where we headed. Hey,
it's where we headed, y'all. It's where we headed, hey.
Because in this bind, it should never feel like we were blinded forever. We shouldn't mind it together. Alignment is better. Whether or not we're lost in this void, we'll find it together. We've weathered this weather. Because if you didn't know, then now you know. We're storytellers. Reincarnated energies, respectively, turn earth dwellers. We about them past lives with their fast lives. To the ancestors who are past pipes. And everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
Legislations on the desk of a do-right congressman. Now he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate. Pretty lies.
Everybody, I'm Rose Maddox, and I'd like to tell you that you're listening to KBOO in Portland, Oregon, the station that I listen to when I'm in the area.
Is Bird Note. Red-headed woodpeckers have mastered the art of high contrast fashion. As their name suggests, both males and females flaunt deep crimson head feathers. Their clean white body feathers are offset by large patches of ink black feathers on their neck, wings, and tail. That bold color-blocking pattern is why these woodpeckers are sometimes called flying checkerboards. Red-headed woodpeckers have lived in open woodlands east of the Rocky Mountains for more than 2 million years, according to fossil records. They used to be one of the most abundant woodpecker species in the U.S., but their populations have been declining for decades, likely due to loss of sufficient dead standing trees where they build their cavity nests. Red-headed woodpeckers are one of only a few woodpecker species known to store food for later. They'll cache fruits, seeds, and even live grasshoppers within natural cracks and crevices, going so far as to hide their hoard under bark and leaves from would-be thieves. Clever birds. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to Bob Goodale, whose lifelong love for birds and nature continues to inspire.
Thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM online.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934.